Conference Committee meeting on House Bill 301 to order. Secretary, please take the roll.
Senator Moore?
Here.
Senator Arntzen?
Here.
Senator Facey?
Here.
Representative Halverson?
Here.
Representative Washburn?
Here.
Representative Pomnikowski?
Here.
Thank you. Mr. McCracken, would you please go over the Senate amendments at issue?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, members of the Conference Committee, the Senate added the 10 items of the amendment in front of you. Roughly half of those were amendments that Representative Halverson requested to add in language to allow a K-12 district basically to double up its bonding authority, since it has to take care of both an elementary and a high school district as a K-12. And then during committee, a conceptual amendment was incorporated as well that changed the amounts more or less from 100% of the amounts that the House bill had in it to 80%. The House had increased the bonding authority from 50% to 100%, and the Senate conceptual amendment brought it back down to 80%.
Okay. Mr. McCracken, can you tell the committee which amendments were put on conceptually in the Senate by number as opposed to the conceptual amendments offered by Representative Halverson? Because I think those are that's the issue of disagreement.
I think I can probably direct us to the points at issue. They would be item 3, where 100% is stricken and 80 is inserted. And then the language in item 4, not the language, just the 80% would be at issue. And again, in item 5, the 80%, the language was just simply to clarify that the K-12 district could sum up, add up the high school and the elementary taxable values. And then 7, 9, and 10 would also be at issue, with the 80% number in those, whereas 6 and 8 were part of Representative Halverson's amendment.
Thank you, Mr. McCracken. Is there discussion from the committee? Representative Halverson.
As the bill sponsored, perhaps it would be good for the committee to have my perspective as the sponsor of the bill. Prior to the primary, I had visited either with representatives of the schools or attended school board meetings. And in my conversations with Superintendent Dan Farr of the Sydney school system, it became apparent that the 50% language and bonding capacity was a real severe restriction on their ability to meet the needs of a growing school district. And so it is out of that conversation with Superintendent Farr that is the genesis of this bill. And it was originally presented at 100%. When it was presented in the House, it would have affected K-8 districts and high school districts, if memory serves correctly. It passed handily out of committee and out of the House over to the Senate. And here's one of the virtues and the wisdoms of the bicameral system. Shortly after that happened, Mr. Vogel pointed out to me that there was a shortcoming in the bill, that it did not address the needs of the K-12 districts. So that's the genesis of the amendments that were brought as the bill was presented in the Senate committee. Then the 80% was also added in. I've supplied to you a document that was presented by Kirk Miller from the School Administrators of Montana, and a nice piece of work, pretty thorough piece of work. I notice many of you have made an attempt to digest that, and I appreciate that. I would particularly direct you again to the comments of the Superintendent of Schools in Sydney that the debt limit of 80% will be really a tough nut to crack for our schools. And even at 100%, they're still going to have to do some pretty creative and innovative things. So it is my request to this committee that 80% figure be removed and put it back to the 100%. This bill, Again, a little bit of history. I presented a couple of bills, House Bill 176 and 177, and I felt kind of like the Lone Ranger presenting those bills. So it was a pleasant surprise when I found proponents for my 301, because I thought it was going to be another Lone Ranger story there, too. But I really appreciate the support of Mr. Vogel and Mr. Miller on this. And I'm sure that if I haven't provided sufficient details, they could fill in any gaps that I might have left.
Senator Facey.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I think I could support the proposed amendment. In the Senate committee, we were concerned about the 100%, and I think there was some discussion in the committee about the relationship and that revolved mostly around the business world, and I can certainly recognize the concern in the business world. If you take loans out to 100% of your business, you might be in trouble. I would point out, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, on page 3 of the handout from Mr. Miller, that I apologize, it's been a while since I've served on a tax committee, but I have done that. But we've got market value and taxable value. Those are two different things, and we're only talking about the taxable value here. And the same handout from Mr. Miller, there are several references to how raising the debt limit from 80% or 50% up to 100% will not put in jeopardy the bond ratings of either the state of Montana or the districts that have those bonds. And I think it is a safe move for us to do to support the amendment.
Representative Halverson, in the interest of clarity, would you like to make a conceptual amendment that the pink sheet be amended to strike 80 as currently in the bill and replace it with 100?
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, I move a conceptual amendment that is reviewed by our staffer that where the 80% figure appears, that be struck and replaced with 100%. Thank you, Mr. McCracken.
Thank you, Representative Halverson. Is there further discussion on the conceptual amendment?
Just one question.
Representative Pomnikowski.
Mr. Chairman, committee, and maybe this is a question for Mr. McCracken then. So we've changed the language on page 1, line 23, to say notes payable that are held as general obligations of the district, regardless of whether, blah, 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 is the sum of 80%. So if we change that to 100, are we still satisfying that this applies to K-12?
Representative Pomnikowski, thank you for the clarification, because in that case, we're going to take the 80 and we're not going to replace it at all. We'll just say the sum of the taxable value of its elementary program and the sum we will say 100%, excuse me, there. 100% of the taxable value in its elementary program and 100% of the taxable value of the property in its high school program.
Okay.
And so it will help the K-12s. A clarification on page 3, line 15, that 80 will just disappear and it will be a maximum of the estimated taxable value of the property.
Okay.
Which was how it came out of the House.
Thank you.
Representative Halverson, I guess I have a question. The intent of this bill or the general subject, I understand the discussion between 80 and 100, but this is referring to a voted on bonding issue in the district. Is that correct?
That is correct. And as I presented the bill in committee, I made reference to my prior career. I spent about 20 years as a broadcast journalist and covered local schools. And I got an introductory type of knowledge covering school districts. You know that there has to be a proposal. You have to submit it to the voters. You work with the bonding company. There's many layers of protection for the voters of the district, but you know the bonded levy will not occur without the involvement of the voters and the bonding company. And it is my understanding that the bonding companies not only take into consideration the debt load represented by the schools, but the whole debt load from other government entities. So it's reviewed in a broad pattern, and the taxpayers and the tax base is protected through a rigorous system.
Senator Artson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Representative, the concern that I had and why I was more cautious and accepted the 80% rather than the amended 100 that you wanted was it just seemed like a double. If there would be any understanding of where the 50% originally came from, and I don't recall it in the hearing, and I know I was present in the hearing of the history of when the 50% went in.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Arntzen, quite frankly, my knowledge of that is non-existent. As I approached the topic, that was just what was in the code. I haven't gone back to the code book and looked for the history or try to research that or anything, but that's the way it's always been, pretty much. Okay.
It just seemed like a large leap of faith, but it is a voted in levy.
Mm-hmm, that is correct.
And I did do my research.
Through the chair, please.
I'm done.
Further discussion on the motion?
Question?
Question's been called. I think we need to do a roll call vote to have the specificity between the House and the Senate. So we'll do a roll call vote on the conceptual amendment of Representative Halverson.
Senator Moore?
Yes.
Senator Arntzen?
Yes.
Senator Facey?
Yes.
Representative Halverson?
Yes.
Representative Washburn?
Yes.
Representative Pomenikowski?
Yes.
Six yes.
Is there any further business before the conference committee? Seeing none, we stand adjourned.
Thank you, members. Appreciate it very much.
That's how we do that.
And thank you to you folks. Appreciate it very much.
This isn't doing much for my conservative rating.